AP, what's up, Ralph?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing wonderful, well, Ralph. Doing well, man. Tonight, you got North Carolina taking on Virginia. That's not really much of a barn burner. However, North Carolina is 6-4, trying to go over 500 in the ACC.
I like this game for one reason. I get to watch Giovanni Bernard. He's maybe
spectacular.
He's on the short list of one of the best running backs in the country. I mean, if you really dive into his numbers, he missed a couple of games. He had one game where he only played for a handful of carries. We had that punt return that won a game.
Yeah, if you
lined up the best backs in the country, he would be, right up there, probably top five.
What is he, redshirt sophomore or true sophomore?
I think he is a true sophomore. But I am not. I'm gonna hedge on that.
I think he's on somebody's draft board right now, Ralph. If I'm not mistaken, I saw him on a draft board projected where he could go in the draft. Now maybe I'm mistaken about that, but
where do they have him projected? I was interested because he's not a huge guy, but he is built like he's built a little like Curtis Martin, like that type of 5'11".
It wasn't round. They had him ranked. They had running backs ranked year's draft.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it wasn't. They didn't project the round. They just had him ranked in the top five for running backs. And again, I could be mistaken, but I believe I saw that maybe Saturday.
Yeah, that wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Don't hold me to that on that sophomore or red shirt.
Big game on Saturday. Number 13, Stanford travels to number 2, Oregon. Any chance that Stanford could upset the BCS world?
Well, look at it this way. I mean, Texas A&M was ranked 15th going to the last game against Alabama. Stanford's, 13, 14, depending on whose poll you look at. Division rival. Redshirt freshman quarterback. Stanford inserted this kid, Kevin Hogan, last week, who can move around a little bit. He's definitely given that offense a lift because Nunez was limited kind of player. Now, so some similarities there to last week's upset. The problem is, Stanford's defense is really good, but the last 2 years, they just have not had any answer for Oregon's offense. I mean, 52 2 years ago, 53 last year, I think it was, or maybe vice versa. They just haven't been able to figure out the speed as much as they have all that strength and power in their front seven. So at home at Oregon, it's hard to see them figuring out an answer Saturday night. But, I think the one thing, if you're looking for reasons for the upset, Oregon's defense is pretty banged up. They're on their third free safety, and they've had a bunch of defensive linemen who got dinged, who've been dinged up, and a bunch of them didn't play last week. See how healthy they are up front.
Do you see this being Kelly's? Is Kelly going to the NFL after this year?
He's going to certainly get some offers, isn't he? I mean, I don't have the NFL contact that some of my guys on that side of football do. But boy, there's so much written about it. And obviously, last year the Buccaneers came after him.
Right.
I'll buy into the idea that if it almost happened last year, and he's still doing a great job of it, I see no reason why it couldn't happen again. And then it's just a matter of how comfortable are you at Oregon. He's got an unbelievable situation up there where he, pretty much gets whatever he needs from Phil Knight and that crew. But do you want the challenge of going and bringing your stuff into the NFL? Or are you a guy who looks at it and says, I can't do any better here in college, and I like it, but I like what I have, and I think I'm going to stick with what I know.
Why do I always see Bo Pelini's name floated for other jobs? He's got a great job at Nebraska. I see it with Arkansas, Auburn, all these other places. Is that Bo wanting out of Nebraska, or is that, if there's smoke, there's fire?
Yeah, I scratched my head on that a little bit because I wonder if there is a little, if part of it is also, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Nebraska is 1,000% sold on Pelini. I think maybe that may be why it's coming in this year. Osborne's gone after this year. They bring in the new AD from Miami. Bo's had a good tenure at Nebraska, but this is Nebraska. Good, go 9-4. 10-4, 10-3 every year. Like, that's not necessarily going to win you a lot of hearts and minds at Nebraska. His personality is not exactly warm and fuzzy, so I also think from that side of things, he's probably rubbed some people the wrong way. So you have a new AD, and a coach who's had success but not a ton of success. So maybe there is a little bit of, you know, from Bo's point of view, like, you know, maybe I can do better. Maybe I can find a more comfortable situation for myself now that my, you know, I have a new boss. And maybe from the boss's side, you're looking at it going like, well, I don't necessarily want to fire this guy. He's a pretty good coach, but maybe I can do better. So I think once you get both of those sides looking at their situation, thinking maybe this is not the best situation for me, I think that's where you produce rumors about guys going to grab different jobs.
All right. I'll tell you what, there's a couple games that I'm really looking forward to seeing. The one I will be watching on the treadmill will be Ohio State at Wisconsin.
Yeah, I that's a fascinating game to me, too, that I flipped back and forth maybe two or three times when I was trying to pick it in a column. Not that, you know, my picks mean much, but Wisconsin obviously has come a long way throughout the season. But when you dive a little deeper into their schedule, you know, the Wisconsin's best win this season is against Utah State. And that's not a knock against Utah State. That's a pretty good team that is going to have an interesting game this weekend against Louisiana Tech.
But it's not good enough with a Big Ten resume, though, you know?
Right, but yeah, it sort of shows where Wisconsin's turnaround has come. It's come against the Purdues, the Indianas, the Iowas, and the Minnesotas of the Big Ten. Meanwhile, on the other side with Ohio State, listen, if you're Ohio State and you win and you beat Wisconsin, you know, you can truly claim that you're the best team in that division. That's another thing, too. Wisconsin's going to roll to the Big Ten title game with a loss in that game. You know, everybody's going to say, well, sure, you won the division, but you're not the best team in that division.
You know, NC State did it once this year. Can they do it again against Clemson?
Oh, I doubt it. Not at Clemson, not with Clemson, really. I mean, I know Clemson has a tendency over the years to sort of shoot themselves in the foot when they get, you know, when big things are laying on the table. But I think at Clemson, as well as that offense has played, and North Carolina State's have been, you know, sort of hit and miss all year, I would imagine Boyd and those receivers would have a pretty good time at North Carolina State.
What about Oklahoma at West Virginia? And what's happened to West Virginia? They started out so strong, and then now they've kind of disappeared.
Hey, you know, you just can't play defense. I think it's as simple as that. When it's not just, you know, I shouldn't say that, because it's not just that they can't play defense. They don't play very good special teams either. And their offense is so dependent on Geno to pass that they really only do one thing particularly well. They've run it okay at times this year. And when they were having success at the beginning of the year, they were able to run it. But when you're having huge failings in the other two parts of your game, it's just hard for the offense to keep up. I also think it puts so much pressure on Geno and the offense. You know, it causes them to misfire, too. I know a couple of games when I was at the Kansas State game where they really got torn apart, Holgorsen said, he's like, you know, you could tell these guys, they're trying to throw two touchdown passes on every play.
Right.
And that's just no way to play offense. It's been sort of a sad year for West Virginia as far as that's concerned. They were number 5 in the country, and now they're just trying to get bowl eligible.
There he is, Ralph Russo from the AP. Ralph, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Ralph.
Hey, anytime, guys.
In the green, in the red, the stock report here on The Fan.
Green Eye Jesus!
This Sunday night at 5 on 105.7 The Fan, it's Steeler Week Round 1. And Baltimore Game Day Uncensored is on the air as the Birds of Purple and Black fly north to battle Pittsburgh. Head coach John Harbaugh.